but his wife. I mean, you never know what, you know, when you dream what comes true. All right, Cindy Huber's coming up next. She's going to have Artist of Record, give you a chance to win some vinyl and put you in the running for a record player she's giving away at the end of the month. It's 9 o'clock. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you tomorrow morning bright and early, 6 a.m., with more local news and timeless hits right here.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. As Americans get set to go to the polls next Tuesday, we begin with the economy and a brand new report showing it grew at a slower than expected 2.8% annual rate over the summer. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It was a little bit less than economists had expected. Most of the growth did come from consumers. Consumer spending really has defied expectations, even though as we complain about higher prices, we continue to spend.
Vice President Harris gave what her campaign called closing arguments in the shadow of the White House last night. Former President Donald Trump reached out to Latino voters in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And President Biden backpedaled.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American.
He later explained he was referring to remarks by a comedian at a Trump rally Sunday. CBS's John Dickerson.
Harris would like everybody focused on her closing arguments to the extent that this kind of takes over the news cycle for the morning. That's not what they wanted. More proof of why Joe Biden was a candidate they were worried about having be at the top of the ticket. So it's not what you want.
Police in Oregon and Washington State say they found the words Free Gaza on devices found at the scenes of a ballot box fire in both states. They're still searching for a suspect. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
An official in Clark County in southwest Washington State says 475 damaged ballots were recovered from a ballot drop box in Vancouver that was burned early Monday. Election workers will begin gathering voter information today and will contact people about getting a new ballot. Some ballots were destroyed. It's not clear how many.
Don't beat yourself up if you can only cram in exercise on the weekends.
Earlier studies have shown cramming a week's worth of exercise into 1 or 2 days can help protect you against more than 200 diseases. Now, a study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine finds it improves your cognitive health, too. In fact, the scientists estimate that more than 1 in 10 cases of mild dementia would be eliminated if all middle-aged adults exercised at least once or twice a week. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
McDonald's is facing a proposed class action lawsuit over the deadly E. coli outbreak linked to raw onions on Quarter Pounders. 15-year-old Camberlin Bowler was hospitalized with kidney failure.
It hurt to walk. Like, I couldn't stand up straight. My back was, like, hurting really bad.
Now to the freezer aisle.
This is the story of the best part of the sandwich and his crust.
Demand is so high for Uncrustables, mini pillows of peanut butter and jelly. Smucker says it's opening a third plant in the U.S. next year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A garage fire in Racine last night hospitalized one person and caused about $60,000 in damage. The fire started accidentally during welding work on a vehicle and spread to a nearby garage. Racine Mayor Corey Mason proposed a $94 million budget for next year to the Common Council Monday night. The plan allocates funds for public safety facilities, neighborhood renewal, and lead pipe replacement. Two separate fires across the state line resulted in 4 fatalities last night. One person died in a Round Lake fire, while 3 people perished in a Zion fire 2 hours later. Southeastern Wisconsin is under a high fire danger alert issued by the DNR. You're warned not to do any outdoor burning due to strong winds. Kenosha City Council approved a contract to acquire 6 school properties from KUSD. The city plans to create a tax district to support demolition and redeveloping some of the sites into housing. And Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are making campaign stops in Wisconsin today. Harris will hold a musical event in Madison while Trump rallies supporters in Green Bay with Brett Favre. Both are expected back in the state Friday. Trump will be at the Fiserv. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
A Brewers coach signs an extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers have renewed the contract of pitching coach Chris Hook. The 56-year-old Hook, who has worked his way up in the organization for 20 years, signed a multi-year extension with the team yesterday. He's credited with developing the team's young pitching talent. The Yankees won Game 4 of the World Series last night in New York, 11-4 over the Dodgers. Game 5 is tonight, Los Angeles leading 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are in Memphis. They face the Grizzlies tomorrow night on Halloween. The NFL trade deadline is coming up next Tuesday. Yesterday, the Packers signed linebacker Jamin Davis to their practice squad. Davis had been a first-round pick for Washington 3 years ago and was asked how familiar he is with the Packers.
Ironically, I got a chance to watch him a little bit last year, and it's crazy now that I might actually get an opportunity to play for him. But currently, I'm just honestly soaking everything all in, and hopefully I can get to work and just watch as much film as possible.
That's Packers linebacker Jamin Davis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy and windy today with a high in the mid-70s around midday, dropping into the upper 60s by late this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms after midnight, although 62. Tomorrow, windy, showery, falling temps into the upper 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Listen, local news. Timeless hits are back right here on WRJ. And good morning. I'm Cindy Huber. Got another beautiful summer day and fall. Hope you get a chance to enjoy it. I hope I get a chance to enjoy it. What am I saying?
I don't remember what day it was. Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
love this song. Stephen Stills, love the one you're with right here on WRJN. Local news and timeless. Since when I was a little kid, I thought this was a song about if you're not with the person that you love, well, love the person you're sitting around with. I see it more like when I go to the snack machine and they're out of Fritos again. Well, there are Cheez-Its, so if I can't have Fritos, my friend, I guess I go for Cheetos. I guess I go for, you can basically, it's only Wednesday, isn't it? Oh, boy. We got a great tune coming up for you. It is the Beach Boys, and it's a real fun one, and Little Richard as well. I got a little surprise with you, but kind of walk down memory lane with Little Richard. You're going to like it. Coming up next couple of minutes right here on WRJN.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. I've got two things to tell you. One, I hate puns. And two, Halloween is this week. Today only, you can creep it real by saving an additional 15% off your entire order on discounted gift certificates. Take your ghoul friend out for dinner or grab your brewmate for an evening out on the town. Oh boy, had enough. Shop local and save a cauldron of cash at Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab to save right now.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Alrighty, WRJ. And by the way, before we get to our next artist, I want to take you just a bit down memory lane for this late, great artist and the 1988 Grammy Awards. Are you ready for Little Richard?
And the best new artist is... me. Nothing. You ain't never gave me no Grammy. And I've been singing for years. I am the architect of rock and roll. You ain't never gave me
And he's correct. He is correct. He got the standing ovation that he deserved in 1988. Speaking of the awesome Little Richard. Good golly, Miss Molly and WRJN. Molly on WRJN with local news and timeless hits. We lost Little Richard back 4 years ago, 2020, and during all that COVID crap that was going on. I don't know that he died of that, but he was already pretty sick by that point. Oh, and by the way, who did win the 1988 Grammy Awards for Best New Artist? That was Jody Watley. Here's the Beach Boys on WRJN.
Girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish.
Yes, we did. Local News, Timeless Hits. Yeah, it's back. WRJN. Sly and the Family Stone dance the music there. Boy, they have some. Any time that I'm feeling kind of down, I have to put on Sly and the Family Stone because that just instantly lifts me up. And just really great tunes and the singing, everything. What a phenomenal group. I'm taking a look at our Artist of Record contest today, you know, where you win vinyl album from your favorite artist. And today, one of your favorite artists is Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And as much as I love the Tears of a Clown, I could play that every day several times and I would never get sick of it. And we play a second that emotion, but one we haven't done for a little bit, we haven't done Shop Around. You know, my mama told me you better shop around. Okay, the original. So we're going to play the original Shop Around for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And I don't think I'd have too much trouble knowing who it is because nobody sounds like Smokey Robinson sounds like him. So Artist of Record, you are going to win an album today from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. From Time and Again, Music and More, and Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. Make sure you say hi to Ray when you're out there picking up your album. But today, Time and Again, Music and More, right down from the Antique Mall there, 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturdivant, open 1 to 6, Monday through Saturday, every day of the week. Well, except for Sunday. Well, anyway, I'm going to be doing this contest between 11 and 1 o'clock. How's that? I'm giving you like almost the exact time, kind of, sort of. Between 11 and 1, when you hear Shop Around from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, will you be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. Now we're going to join Stuart J. Waddles with the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two separate fires across the state line last night resulted in four deaths. One person died in a Round Lake fire and three in Zion. The first happened at around 10 in a Round Lake townhouse, where firefighters found one person dead and a dog on the second floor. About 2 hours later, a two-story home in Zion went up in flames, claiming the lives of three people and injuring one. Investigators are working to see if they may be connected. Monday night, Racine's Common Council heard Mayor Corey Mason's $94 million budget proposal for next year. It has promises to get property taxes to a 14-year low without reducing city staff or services.
The plan allocates funds for updating public safety facilities, launching a neighborhood renewal program, and expediting lead pipe replacement. RFK will stay. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected Robert F. Kennedy's emergency appeal to have his name removed from the presidential ballots in Wisconsin and Michigan. Kennedy, who suspended his campaign in August and now supports Donald Trump, argues forcing him to remain on the ballot violates his First Amendment rights and could mislead voters. With early voting already underway in both battleground states, election officials maintain that it's too late to make changes to the ballots. And the weather outside is not frightful, so putting up the City of Racine Christmas tree is likely delightful. As temperatures stay into the 70s, downtown Racine is already getting into the holiday spirit with the installation of the downtown tree. The downtown area is already gearing up for the parade and tree lighting ceremony that's scheduled for November 9th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
It is going to be cloudy and windy today with a high in the mid-70s around midday, dropping into the upper 60s by late this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms after midnight, although 62. Tomorrow, windy, showery, falling temps into the upper 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Passed around the plate at the end of it all. I
tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. Ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Gonna sing now. Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Yes. to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. And you know, 50 some of those years, Paul Harvey and the rest. Well, actually, Paul Harvey with news. Well, we've got Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story today at 12:05 right here, WRJN.
Godness on a mountain.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. Tell a friend. And we lost another special comedian. I'm trying to remember when we've lost so many celebrities in one year, but it's been a while. The one where Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, you know, passed on the same day. And I believe that was 09. And there were a lot of celebrities that passed that week. That was crazy. But this year has been really crazy. And we're not even talking about a COVID year or anything like that. But the latest death is from Terry Garr, an awesome actress. I absolutely adored her. Totally underrated. I mean, she took any scene and just put the meat in it. She was a backup singer, started her backup dancer in Elvis movies, working her way into movies like Tootsie, which is actually one of my favorite movies as far as Terry in there. I just thought that was brilliantly done, and she was unbelievably awesome. And what had to be a thankless role, she originally got that role, and she was supposed to be the starring female, and then they took Jessica Lange and just kept building up her part, and then Terry just kind of disappeared in the movie. She was also the wife of Michael Keaton and Mr. Mom. Took a shower in Letterman, but of course, most people only remember her from Young Frankenstein. coming. Wait for it. Wait for it.
What knockers?
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Oh,
there you go. There we go. All righty. You know, I mean, you knew it had to be that one, right? Or there's the one where she's rolling in the hay, rolling in the... Yeah, well, I thought, well, that's probably a little bit too much. But it's hard to tell anymore because people get outraged about anything. So, well, you're going to get outraged about this show. Stand in line. All right, stand in line. I got Buckingham's coming up with a classic from them. Grassroots with Midnight Confession. That is just minutes away here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
I still love you.
for local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. And as far as news, CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddles with local news, and Mike Clemens with sports, all just minutes away here, WRJN. It's a grassroots.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
We're going up around.